Well, voters in Denver are deciding today whether to become the first U.S. city to decriminalize the use of hallucinogenic mushrooms. The measure on today's ballot would bar officials from spending resources to impose criminal penalties for personal use and possession of the drug. Joining me now is Avery Lill from Colorado Public Radio. Hi, Avery.
Hi, Jeremy.
And first of all, just give us the 101 on magic mushrooms.
Psilocybin mushrooms are psychedelics that can cause hallucinations. And along with several other psychedelics, they were made federally illegal in 1970. Psilocybin is a Schedule I drug, so that's the same classification as heroin and cocaine. Obviously, some people who use them are using them recreationally, but there's also been quite a bit of research in the last couple of decades into their potential medical use, specifically for mental illness. And the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration does warn, though, that large amounts of psilocybin can cause panic attacks and psychosis, and that an overdose can be deadly.
Now, this initiative that's on the ballot today in Denver doesn't actually legalize the mushrooms. The goal is just to deprioritize, to the greatest extent possible, the criminal penalties for using and possessing the mushrooms. How would that work?
Right. The municipal election obviously can't change state or federal law. So the ballot measure, if it passes, it will still be illegal to possess or use psychedelic mushrooms. But this initiative could reduce drug arrests. So essentially, it directs law enforcement to focus its attention on every other crime, including jaywalking, before it enforces laws that make magic mushrooms illegal.
Jaywalking would be a higher priority. Interesting.
Right.
Where did this initiative come from? What's the argument in favor of it?
So the group campaigning for this measure is called Decriminalize Denver, and they tried to get the measure on the ballot last year and failed, but this year they got the signatures they needed. So they're pointing to potential medical benefits, and the FDA granted psilocybin-based treatment for depression breakthrough therapy status. That's a process that expedites the development and review of new treatment. Johns Hopkins researchers have also found some evidence that psilocybin could help treat some forms of anxiety and depression. And the campaign manager, Kevin Matthews, actually credits psilocybin with saving his life when he struggled with depression. So people are pointing to those, to potential medical benefits is what they're grounding their campaign in.
And what about the opposition?
Denver's mayor, Michael Hancock, opposes the ballot initiative. Beyond that, there's not much, if any, vocal opposition coming out of Denver. The public had the opportunity to submit comments on the ballot initiative, and no one submitted a comment against it. Probably the most prominent opposition voice has been the Centennial Institute, and that's a Colorado Christian University think tank based in Lakewood, Colorado, and that's just west of Denver in Jefferson County, and they're concerned about safety as well as the area's reputation as a sort of drug haven.
Is there any indication of whether this is going to pass today?
People in favor of the measure have certainly been more vocal than those opposed. And we know that the Decriminalized Denver group got more than 5,000 validated signatures from city residents to get the question on the ballot. But more than 700,000 people live in the city of Denver. So whether or not they've gathered enough momentum for the initiative to pass, I don't think we can say until we see the results
today. And obviously the reason that everybody is paying attention to this so closely today is because Colorado is one of the first states where marijuana became legal. And now that has happened all across this country. People are wondering whether this idea of decriminalizing hallucinogenic mushrooms is going to become something that other states do.
Right. And there's definitely interest in other states. The Republican lawmaker in Iowa recently proposed a bill to legalize psilocybin for medical use and to remove it from Iowa's list of controlled substances. And a group in California tried to get a decriminalization on their question on their ballot in 2018, but they didn't get enough signatures. So whether or not it's gaining traction, it certainly has some interest.
That is Avery Lill from Colorado Public Radio. As we wait to see what voters in Denver decide today, they could be the first city to decriminalize the use of hallucinogenic mushrooms. Avery, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.